Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. So you know that part where I checked in with you right before Christmas and was so ready to keep after you and really record my podcast and keep you updated? Holy cow, y'all. The universe had other stuff in mind. I can't even articulate to you the drama and the life and death stuff that's been going on in my world with my family since we talked last. It's just been crazy. So I am sitting out under the full snow moon tonight with three fingers of whiskey and a candle from my wedding that I have saved, which was 25 years ago, and some pinon incense, and I'm wrapped in the bathrobe that I bought my mom today, which the irony of that is hilarious. It came in today just as a comfort to her. When I opened it, it reminded her of her grandma, my great-grandma, who was fierce, and I feel her all the time around us both. But the irony of the fact that when I was 10 years old, I walked into my mom's closet when she first had her first psychotic breakdown for her mania, her manic depression, and she ran away from home for 2 or 3 weeks. And I walked into her closet and I put on her bathrobe and I walked out and became an adult at 10 years old. So I was parentified. This is the term for it. Well, 46 years later, and right now I am knee-deep in what that does to you if you can't completely shake the pattern. Now, that being said, I don't think I'd be anywhere else right now during this chapter with my parents, but I just have to tell you, I'm super grateful that right now I'm able to wake up most every morning with gratitude in my heart and being glad that I'm alive, because this has been the biggest shit show chapter of our lives together, and I am exhausted, y'all, on a level that I can't even explain. I think I've broken my medical intuition skills. I think they're just like on a timeout now because I've used them so much. My mom's dementia has accelerated to a place that I can't even articulate. And I'm doing everything I can with every hour of the day to literally keep her from circling the drain and leaving. And I'm having to do the same for my dad, who's got dementia, only his is like infused with a whole bunch of anger and rage. And a lot of it's been directed at me because he's just pissed that his memory's gone and that his wife is leaving and that, you know, this is happening like it is. So we have had just some insanity, you know, the last couple of weeks especially, but ever since Christmas. For sure. So we've been in and out of the ER with my mom. I've been doing everything that I can think of to try to keep her alive, from, you know, supplements to energy work to raising the vibe in the house to keeping my dad, you know, just trying to help him reach for joy, which is not his default. I'm proactive, he's reactive. I'm joyful, he's all about doom and gloom and death. And I'm living here full-time now because as of Thanksgiving, there's just no way to be away from my mom for more than a couple of hours without having all the wheels come off. So it's been crazy. And every time I look up, I go, oh, it's Friday again. Huh, how did it just get to be Friday again? Like, we literally just started the week and every second has been devoted to caregiving and nurturing and intuiting and doctor's appointments and, you know, having power of attorney, medical power of attorney over both of my parents and dealing with legal things that I shouldn't have to be dealing with, because right now it should be all about caring for my mom, not protecting her from abuse and neglect, which is some of what's been going on with my dad. Not intentional, but it's what's been happening. So I am a friggin' ninja warrior, is what I finally decided. And I'm exhausted, and I've been neglecting my self-care because there's been no time for it. And I'm really trying to not be angry with myself, because guess what? Guess what I teach my clients? Guess what I work with them on? Guess what I know to be true more than anything? Self-care comes first. Self-care is self-love. Don't sacrifice yourself, because you can't take care of anybody else if you are depleted. Fill up your own cup and then give from the overflow. I mean, that is what I'm here to teach, but I have not been doing it. Interestingly enough, my body is hanging on better than I thought it would. I have a crying jag about every other day to release the heavy emotions. But I'm lucky. You know, I have a roof over my head with my parents. I've got a bathtub next to my bedroom here where I stay with them. I can do Epsom salt baths, which are a huge gift to an empath in overload mode. And I have an amazing tribe of people that have been looking out for me and checking in. Like last night, you know, my favorite intuitive teacher and coach and counselor from Dallas, you know, just happened to move down to the Austin area, messaged me, you know, 6 or 8 months ago and said, huh, we're close to Sun City. Where are you? And I'm like, my parents are in Sun City. Where are you? The universe plopped her a mile from my parents' house. And she's so intuitive and in tune with me. And I messaged her the other day when I knew I needed to take mom back to the ER. I wanted to double check that my exhaustion hadn't overridden my medical intuition. And she was a nurse forever. She's a medical intuitive. She's super well studied, not just, you know, practiced like I am, but she has honed it. And I told her what I thought it was. She told me what she thought it was. We were in sync. I got my mom to the ER, and, you know, it was absolutely what we thought was happening. So I'm happy that, you know, my intuition's still working, but I am exhausted, y'all. But last night I went to my friend Margaret's, and she and her husband made me dinner. They took care of me. They nurtured me in the way that I've been, you know, just nurturing on steroids for months now for my parents. And it really helped. It's funny how, you know, just one night of intense love and good energy like that can really help you turn things around. But this is hard. I know my last podcast was telling you about the dog that I might go look at. And I did. I went the night before New Year's to Houston. I drove down to pick up this sweet, sweet girl. Her name is Remy. She looked just like my Dylan. She was lovely and bubbly and snuggly and sweet and very crazy, very, very unsocialized. She'd been abandoned in the backyard from the time she was little, so never taught, you know, that things weren't scary. And I thought I had the bandwidth to bring her up and, you know, and teach her and really help her. And that's been one of the hardest things of the last 6 weeks, is I brought her here. I gave her, you know, the love and the attention and the supplements and the high quality food and CBD oil and all the training that I could give her. But my dad's stress level was infinitely higher than my ability to help the dog. And he would not keep the dog in her kennel or tethered around my mom, who's a fall risk. And over and over and over, the dog just about took my mom out. And because of the stress of that and trying to keep the dog safe and trying to keep mom safe and trying to keep the wheels on everything, I had to make the really tough decision to rehome. I had to take her to a rescue. This amazingly sweet soul who I know was here to teach me a lot, I had to pass her on. And I don't do that, you guys. When I take a dog on, it's for life. It's for good. It's forever. But when I saw her and I asked Spirit to tell me about her, I did hear she's for now but not forever, which I didn't understand. And I asked it again, like I do, because, you know, gotta double check. And I heard, she's for now, but not forever. And I get it, because she was very reactive. And the last, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, as crazy as things have been with my parents, I've been very reactive and not my best self. I've been doing everything that I could to keep them alive and keep them fed and keep, you know, supplements in them and trust my intuition and move forward. But it has been really, 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 really tough. And so I have not been my best self. And I've been having to, you know, practice some self-love and forgiveness about that. And I'm sorry, I am outside. So if you hear the wind and you hear the greenhouse behind me trying to protect the plants from the storms, I apologize. But you know what? That's the least of my problems these days. So welcome to some white noise in the background. So I had to rehome my girl, and that was really hard. And I had to work through abandonment issues on my own in abandoning her. But that's where, you know, inner work and tools and all that comes in. And I do have to say, for the last, you know, 2 or 3 months, while things have been just intensified to the 1,000th degree with my mom and my dad especially, I'm really proud of the fact that I've been reaching for gratitude every morning. And I still, 9 times out of 10, I've been waking up and remembering to do my gratitude prayers, to do my grounding, to do my my white light meditation, to, you know, to have the rain shower of fairy dust and magic that I did in one of my earlier podcasts or two, you know, have that snow globe of protection around me. I've been dropping just pink love bubbles on my dad, especially when things got so bad that I had to do some things that I didn't want to have to do legally to get things to settle down. But I was still sending love and doing the Ho'oponopono prayer that I love so much. I was doing that for myself. I was doing that for the dog. I was doing that to my dad. Like, I've been using the tools that I know to use. But almost every day I look up and I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. Sometimes I don't know what week it is, because it's been so much, y'all. It's been so much. And I'm so tired. And the medical intuitive me is exhausted. The daughter who knows her mom is dying is exhausted. The daughter who's worried about her raging dad who won't let go is exhausted. I'm about to put the Airstream in storage, because I have been living with my parents since Thanksgiving full time, just because if I leave for an hour or two, everything falls apart. So I'm doing that from a place of love and compassion. But I'm trying to remind myself of the whole self-love component, and to step out and step away and go be in nature and do some self-care. And that's been really hard, you guys. Like, I get it. I get why so many people don't do that. But I'm having to remind myself, you know, every day. Like, have you been outside? Have you taken your shoes off? Have you put your feet in the grass? Have you reached out to your therapist? Because you got to have some support. Have you reached out to your tribe online, the people that love you? You know, have you realized, like, my best friend from junior high, she lost her husband this last week. You know, I had to step into that zone and just appreciate that, how much bigger that is than what I'm dealing with. Another delightful friend of mine I found out today just had emergency brain surgery. She's almost my parents' age, and she's just a dynamo and lovely, and she was rushed into surgery. But this is what's cool about her, because she's always so positive and so upbeat and such a go-getter. She's up walking around, y'all. She had brain surgery this morning, and she's up walking around tonight. So that's been my thing this last, you know, I've had ebbs and flows. I've had days where all I can do is cry. but I've had more days where I put on my superhero cape and my big girl panties and I walk out into the den and I try my damnedest to come from a place of love and compassion and make a difference. And that's what I'm doing, no matter how much I'm screamed at or horrible things have been said, because my dad lives in a dark place. He doesn't mean it, but fear is his default. And no matter what I do, I've had to let go of the fact that I cannot help with that. I cannot help. I can just be me and do what I can do. And so I really had to do some very tough things last week to get his attention and step into where I have full control over care for my mom, where I could get it quiet again so I could hear my intuition. Because like we've talked about so much in this podcast, you cannot hear your intuition if things are noisy, if it's chaotic, if there's crazy energy running around, if things are just like this whirling dervish of darkness around you. It is so hard to hear the truth of your intuition, that whisper that matters. And I had to put some tough boundaries in place to make sure that it got quiet around here again, that it was hospice quality of calm music and, you know, essential oils being diffused and candles being lit and calmness, because it was, since the last time I've talked to you guys, it has been raging and screaming and just ridiculousness because of my dad's fear. But as of a few days ago, it's better. And I've stepped back into my power. I've reclaimed it. And I have control over the energy of their house now, which means I can turn my mom around. And if nothing else, I can protect myself, which is really all we can do, right? Is protect ourselves in the midst of the chaos and the insanity and the inferno. We can take care of ourselves. And from that place, we can help. And it has not been that way. It has. I was telling my therapist or somebody else the other day, I was like, it is energetically being in my dad's house, being around him, has been like flying the highest level jet through this crazy scramble airways where you try to fly in and everything intentionally scrambles your flight pattern and everything that you're trying to do. It just becomes like this just going on where you can't think, you can't fly, you can't move forward, you can't do anything that you need to do. And that's been the place that I've been in, y'all, for the last couple of months. It's just been insane, and I could not figure out how to get a grip on it. But I had to work through some ancestral stuff and release some things and step into my full power as a person who is breaking those ancestral patterns and go, you know what? No, we are not doing it this way anymore. If that's how you want to do it, I'm done. I will not be here. I will not be abused that way. And I will not allow that to happen on my watch. And that's what I've been doing, y'all. So I'm so sorry that I haven't been here to talk to you, but I have to say, if I'd gotten on, it would have either been me crying or me eating salty, crunchy snacks or me crying again or me taking an Epsom salt bath or me screaming obscenities or me driving around and crying, because that's what's been happening when I wasn't in full on, let's cook for mom, let's change her diaper, let's figure out the doctors, let's figure out how this works, how does power of attorney work, what is it that we need to do, how does dementia work, okay, she's got, you know, her kidney values, or she's in stage 3 kidney failure, what do we do about that, let me research it, where do we go next, do we need assisted living, is it something where we can do this at home, what kind of caregivers can come to the house, okay, let's do home health, well, this home health group, they suck, they're not doing what they say they're going to do, okay, let's fire them, let's get the next home health group in here. Okay, great. In the meantime, okay, I need to find a storage place for the Airstream. How do I do that? Okay, I've got one, but I can't get down to the Airstream to pack it up because there's not enough hours in the day and I can't get away. So I don't know how to unload everything and I don't even know how to hook it up and get it up here because there's just not enough time. So that, in that minute that I described it to you, that energy, that's where I've been the last couple of months. And I'm tired. I'm tired, tired, tired. And I'm sad about the dog because she was hyper and she needed a lot, but she was very comforting. Like, she was a love, and she was a therapy dog. She just didn't know it yet. So she would lay on top of me or snuggle up to me and sigh, and she was playful and she helped me feel better. And that's been the hardest thing, like having to let her go, let her down, because, you know, my obligation to my parents has been bigger. And when you're an animal rescuer, that just goes against everything that you know. It's like when you take a dog and you say you take the dog, regardless. And so that was really hard, knowing that I couldn't keep my mom safe with her here. I couldn't keep the dog safe because my dad's stressed dementia was causing him to leave the front door open, and, you know, the dog could escape, and he was locking me out in the backyard 5 or 6 times in, you know, 26 degree weather when I didn't have a leash for the dog, who could leap over the fence and would run away. So it's just been intense, you guys. So I'm sorry that I've been gone, but I do have to say, you know, all in all, we're starting to come out on the other side, and whether my mom makes it or not, I've got kind of a renewed sense of understanding that my medical intuition is as strong as ever. It doesn't mean I can fix everybody. It doesn't mean it's my job to. It doesn't mean it's her path. It doesn't mean it's my dad's path. Maybe they don't want to heal. I don't know. But what I have to do right now is double down on self-healing and, you know, get my Airstream put in storage. I still, shocker, have not been able to do my taxes and my bankruptcy, because literally there are some days that I totally forget to bathe because I'm so busy caring for them. Because two parents with dementia is a knockdown, you guys. But I chose it. I know I chose it. I know I picked them for a reason. I know sometimes what the reason is, and other times I don't, and I'm just trusting that the universe is going to help us all get through this. And I'm just reaching for gratitude and self-love as much as I can. You know, and things like sitting outside on their porch, looking at this beautiful full moon and enjoying the cool breeze. I have a candle going. I've got some pinyon incense going, and I've got my mom's fuzzy robe on and a little bit of whiskey. Sometimes that's enough, you know? That's enough. But anyway, I just wanted to come on, wanted to clue you guys in. I love you. As always, thank you so much for listening to me. If you've listened for a while, you know that being heard, being seen, being visible is something that was never okay for me. And this podcast has really unleashed my, you know, just my stepping out into the world and making myself really vulnerable and opening up to everybody. And so those of you that are here and are witnessing it, I appreciate so much that you hold the space for it. And I love you. And I just guess the moral to this whole podcast is, this too shall pass. Like I've said before, it may pass like a kidney stone, but this will pass. And, you know, there will be something better on the other side. You know, it's not lost on me that I'm a medical intuitive. Those gifts are at play like crazy. I've been wanting to study hospice and being a death doula. It's pretty much what I'm doing right now for both my parents. So it's not something I thought would be on the job training, but apparently it is. And today is the, the 8th anniversary of my dad being run over by the hit and run driver, which is when my intuitive gifts just cracked wide open again. So today marks a real milestone in that. It was the day after Valentine's Day in the morning, and he was run over from behind by the hit and run driver, and that's when all my medical intuitive gifts and just my general intuitive gifts just came back online with a vengeance. So it's not lost on me that we've come full circle, and that, you know, at age 10 I walked into my mom's closet, put on her bathrobe, walked out the adult. Today I bought her a new bathrobe, immediately was drawn to putting it on again because I'm still being the adult. And, you know, it's the anniversary of my dad's accident and me stepping into my power there too. So it's a very interesting time, but thank you for witnessing it, for loving me through it, for hanging in there through the radio silence, because I brush my teeth every day. I've got oral hygiene, which is good. I brush them morning and night, most nights. I found my mouth guard finally the other day because I am grinding my teeth again from all the stress. And y'all, you know what? I'm so bad about this. Send me some prayers, would you? And love and light. Because of the stress of all this, my blood pressure a couple of times has been as high as 200 over 120. I finally got on some blood pressure meds. I haven't been able to go to the doctor myself. I've got to do that. But I did call my naturopath, and she sent me some blood pressure meds, I guess about 10 or 12 days ago. It's not down all the way yet. I'm still at like 170 over 90, which is way too high, but it's better. So send me some love, would you please? Because I forget to do that for myself. And that's my next phase of what I have to do. I have to focus on me the way that I focus on everybody else. Because I really suck at that still. Such is the life of a codependent empath who's learning. But apparently, I'm not done learning yet. So, anyway, that's my story for today. I love you guys. I'm going to go put my feet in the dirt for a few minutes and then go take an Epsom salt bath. So I hope you are well and happy and loved and reaching for the good things in your life and practicing gratitude, because that's really what keeps me hanging on every day. And I hope it does the same for you. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and, you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.